So we are spending more time outside. And I think one of the things that makes a house really effective and attractive, and especially if you're doing like maybe you'll be doing parties outdoors and having friends over and all that. And, you know, David Director is with us for a few minutes. He's a second generation of Connecticut Lighting Centers and Restoration Lighting Gallery. Don't let me miss that. And, you know, we were talking about just some trends in lighting. And I think the last time we talked, Dave, you were talking about indoor lighting, interior lighting, and how it can kind of stages your house. I mean, essentially, it makes it, you know, almost like a performance space. It makes so much of a difference than that single, you know, bulb up in the ceiling, you know. Anyway, we're going outdoors. And because we will be outdoors more, David's here to tell us a few things that maybe you may not know from last year that are going on with exterior lighting. What's up, David?
Yeah, I think it's you know, there are so many new trends with all that's going on with different controllers. And Kichler just came out with this new controller. It's the coolest thing. You can now, you know, landscape lighting. Landscape lighting has been controlled pretty simply with just, you know, a manual or timer transformers.
Yeah.
Now you can actually create zones of light.
So yeah.
You could have your pathway lights, and you could have your up lights. You can have them on different controls. They could be at different levels. They can come on at different times.
Yeah.
You could have security lighting. You can now run over 1,000 feet. So before, where because of amperage and wattage and the
right.
Type, now you can do it with 16-gauge wire if you want, which is a lot less expensive than 8, 12,
yeah.
or 10-gauge wire.
Right.
So it's really, I mean, I can program it. If I can program it, it's pretty easy.
So what you want to do is you're planning a party, and you want to do a little dramatic lighting and maybe have it change from time to time. And finally, you know, at midnight, make the lights all go out. I mean, you can do that. Just time to go home. But the deal is you can do that, right?
Yeah, you can do it. And it's really easy to do. And it's now to the point where it's very affordable. It's the same price as buying another transformer. So you could do some really, really cool stuff. And that's all with LED. That's for LED lighting. And, you know, the key with LED is that today, I mean, you can go from what, you know, a typical house was using 200, 300, 400 watts of light around
right,
the house.
Right.
Now 50 watts, 60 watts, 80 watts. We'll do your whole house, the outside.
Hey, David, is that part of the reason now the range has increased simply because they use less power? So therefore, even though you're losing some on the run from the transformer, let's say, to the fixture,
yep.
In fact, you know, because they consume less, therefore you can, it kind
that's,
of expands the range.
That's part of it. And the other part is that this is a DC controller, so direct current.
Yeah.
So it's 15 volt, not 12 volt. And it allows you to do some really cool different things.
Do you have fixtures that will actually change, you know, like one of those old color wheels you used to have on aluminum Christmas trees?
We don't use that all that much. But, RGB,
well, I would.
Yeah, you can have an exciting night. And the more you drink, the better it looks, I guess.
That's right. Even if they stay the same, sometimes the colors do change. Okay. It just happens that way sometimes.
Yep.
So what else is going on? I mean, and obviously there's the security aspect of the whole thing.
There's security aspects. And you know, with Cassetta, Lutron's Cassetta, we can now take a regular switch. You can take the switch out. We can make that just by changing the switch. And you could have an astronomical timer. You can do it from your phone. You could be in wherever.
Yeah.
And they have a free app that you go on, and you want to turn your lights on in your house, you can do it. And it's not where it used to be, where, you know, it was thousands of dollars. This is hundreds of dollars. That's it. So it's become very affordable. And the other really big thing is I think there's tons of new styles and finishes that have really outdoor lighting has become really nice. And,
yeah.
You know, for a while it was kind of, you know, ho-hum. And
yeah.
Now there's some beautiful styles. And they've also taken into consideration the shoreline. So we have a whole bunch of fixtures that you can use on the shoreline.
Hey, David, you know, would I be capable, just a normal person with, you know, somewhat some skills, could I, in fact, install this myself?
Absolutely. I am telling you that's the next phase. The next phase of doing this is that, yes, they have made it a lot easier. Look, we always say, you know, electricity is one of the few things that a lot of people don't like to mess with, and I get
that. That's true.
I get it. So, you know, if you have an electrician, that's awesome. If you're one of those people who can take this on, they're very easy. It's not that it's hard, but, you know, we always say, you know, you might want to talk to an electrician. But,
yeah. some of my friends who are in the business, you know, like construction and whatnot, they always bring in an electrician. They say, I'm not going to mess with it.
You know, electricity,
it's your friend, but
it doesn't just hurt. It can kill you.
Yeah, well, there is
but
that.
But it's the kind of thing that you just have to respect, and I think that, you know,
right,
that you need to be careful.
Well, and is this similar? This sounds a lot like when I saw you down at the home show, and I think I was talking to Todd about it. But the deal is, it's like you've done this inside now, so you can remote control everything, and it's just really amazing. So it's now just come outdoors.
Exactly. And it was interesting because this was supposed to have come out a year ago, and they held off for a year because they found a few glitches. And we respect that. You know, we think that was a great idea. And it is just, it's pretty amazing. This new controller from Kichler is a pretty amazing tool. And it's going to allow you to do a whole lot of new and different things with your outdoor lighting.
Hey, so, David, if I were to come into Connecticut Lighting Galleries, the one in Southington or the one, of course, over by Brainerd, right near RLG, just across the street, Restoration Lighting Gallery, if I were to come in there, could you guys give me some ideas, you know, some starters that I might go, oh, yeah, that'd look cool?
And that's what we're here for. You know, we have over 30 salespeople, and, I mean, the idea is that we're here to help, and that, you know, unlike you know, a lot of stores, that's our number one goal is customer service, and I don't mean that to sound trite or to sound, but
no, it makes
truly,
a difference.
It's one of those things that, you know, whether you buy $100 or $1,000, doesn't make a difference to us. We're here to help you.
And I do want to point out, David, that you guys, you know, there's not much of a difference between you, I mean, as far as price, and the big box stores. And the variety more is incredible, far more.
Yes. And again, we can be wherever you want to be. If you, you know, it's one of those things, again, you know, it's that kind of fallacy that, you know, just because you're a specialty store, you have to be more. That's not true at all, especially today. And you know, it's like buying online. You don't need to buy online to save money. You can do it right here in Connecticut with a whole bunch of retail stores.
Hey, David, do you still have that room? It used to be down in the Brainerd, the Hartford store. Do you still have that room off to the side where you have some of the outdoor lighting?
Absolutely.
That's still there.
We can show you some of the effects and
cool.
Get an idea of what it will do.
So it's come a long way in just maybe 2 years, 1 year.
It's just changing. I mean, LED.
I'm speechless.
It's changing the world.
It really is.
It's just getting better and better, and truthfully, today, if you look at a landscape light, you couldn't tell the difference whether it was incandescent or, you know, a standard incandescent or LED. The color, if, you know, again, that's where different qualities come in.
Right.
But we can show you that it's amazing.
Well, they just have them take you into the dark room, and they can show you everything. If you want to take a look, it's kind of fun. Hey, David, it's always great to talk to you. So, you know, as we are getting into the warm weather, you're going to spend more time outdoors, as I said at the outset. You know, the fact of the matter is, why not make it a little dramatic, a little moonlight, little, you know, there are all kinds of things you can do. And the guys at the Connecticut Lighting Center can tell you. Hey, Southington store is on Route 10.
Walmart Plaza. And it's right on Queen Street, 235, and, you know, you can't miss us. We're right in that plaza.
Okay, and don't forget the one, of course, which has been there forever, down by the airport. So there you go.
Brainerd Road.
You got it. All right. And then you can stop by the Chowder Pot for dinner. What a great thing that is. It all
and
works
if you
out.
Want, you can go on to ctlighting.com, and that connects it all.
Well, you're just darn good. Hey, David, it's always great. Best to Todd, and we will talk to you again.
Ray, thank you very much.
All right, buddy, bye.